From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. unemployment rate has hit a 26-year high. It jumped to 10.2% in October, as employers cut more jobs than economists expected, but also as gross domestic product was increasing. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
190,000. That's how many people lost jobs last month. The biggest losses were in manufacturing, construction, and the service sector. The nation's unemployment rate made a dramatic leap into double digits, surprising many economists. It hasn't been this high since April of 1983. This comes at a time when the economy has been showing signs of life. GDP rose in the third quarter, but Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says the unemployment picture is very different.
While the losses are moderating, the losses that we see here are definitely less than we saw last month. The unemployment rate will continue to rise until we're adding jobs in a very healthy way.
Congress yesterday extended benefits for unemployed workers for up to another 20 weeks. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama plans to sign the bill extending unemployment benefits in about an hour. The bill also extends tax credits for people buying homes for the first time and provides them for some home buyers who have already owned homes. It also provides new tax credits for some businesses that have lost money in the recession. Investigators are still trying to pin down the facts in a killing spree yesterday at Fort Hood in Texas. An Army psychiatrist named Nidal Hassan allegedly opened fire, and security personnel fired back. 13 people were killed and 30 injured. Fort Hood prepares troops to deploy to Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has more on the story.
There was a blizzard of news reports about this massacre minutes after it happened. And since then, a lot of supposed facts that you might have heard or read have turned out to be wrong. For instance, authorities initially said that Hassan was killed. Now they say he's alive and in stable condition. And early reports said Hassan was just one of several attackers. But now, officials say he was the only one. And when you hear casualty numbers, you shouldn't assume yet that Hassan allegedly shot all of them. The number two general at Fort Hood spoke at a press conference this morning, and he did not rule out the possibility that some people were accidentally shot by law enforcement officers. He said investigators are trying to figure out exactly what happened. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Hassan reported to Fort Hood in July after pursuing his psychiatry career at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. President Obama is to visit Walter Reed today. The White House says the visit was planned before the shootings at Fort Hood. Stocks are up, the Dow up 25 points in early trading. This is NPR News. Two NATO troops are missing in western Afghanistan. NATO says the two were reported missing from a routine supply mission on Wednesday. The nationalities of the troops have not been given. Reuters news agency says members of the Taliban claim to be holding the bodies of the two soldiers, but that has not been confirmed by other news agencies or reporters. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has warned that his support for military action in Afghanistan will only continue if the government of President Hamid Karzai takes a stand against corruption. Larry Miller has this report from London.
This week, five British soldiers were killed by an Afghan policeman they were mentoring. With this adding to growing concern in Britain over the Afghan war, Prime Minister Brown says he's told President Karzai there is no blank check when it comes to Britain's military commitment.
Sadly, the government of Afghanistan had become a byword for corruption. And I'm not prepared to put the lives of British men and women in harm's way for a government that does not stand up against corruption.
Brown said Karzai's government must pass five tests to ensure continued international backing in the areas of security, honest governance, reconciliation, economic development, and engagement with neighboring countries. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two gunmen attacked an army officer and his driver, who was a lower-ranking soldier in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, today. Both men are being treated at a hospital. There's been no confirmed claim of responsibility. This is the third drive-by attack in Islamabad since the Pakistani army began an offensive against militants in the middle of last month. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.